As of yesterday, we reached the end of the Gemara. The Gemara said we left off like this. Rabbi had a shayla. You go boss me car, you go boss the safe. So we could say if a person throws an item which is going to break eventually due to his third, it's considered he did the mice hezek. It's if he was the mazik. Or do we say no, it happened disconnected to him? What's an afkamina? Two nafkaminas. What's an afkamina if you're the boss me car, what's the double mama? And the second guy, what happened is if the second guy would come in and smash it, whether he would be or if you're the first guy did the ankle breakage, then it's already broken, please. The second guy did not do anything. If you say that the first guy didn't break it yet because it hasn't yet been broken, when it breaks, then we can associate the breakage to him. As long as it hasn't broken, he has not broken it. If somebody else comes along and breaks it, then the second guy will be chayav. That's one nafkamina. Girls, what's mikor? What's another mona? What's another nafkamina?
The kick in fresh layer down the road.
If who kicks it?
If an animal kicks it.
If an animal. If it's very good, it's if the animal kicks it, breaks further down the road, if you hold the boss meat car, then it's regal, and the owner of the animal has to pay the nixonim. If you say that it is disconnected from the one that kicked it, the animal that kicked it, then it's serious. Right, so Rabbi was clear about that. The Rabbi said you go boss meat car, that's how Rashi explained it. Clearly, hold boss meat car, and Rabbi is mistaken about it. I was unsure. Now, the Gemara then brought a raya from this Tarnagodim that were pecking at Achera, and the Dili broke. And you saw the Achayim as it shone for the Dili. So, cutting out all the Shakrita of the Gemara in between, the Maskam of the Gemara seemed to say, if they say the Dili breaks, the Achayim as it shone for the Dili. So, what do we see from there? The Basmekar, that's what the Gemara said, Kar Raya. The girl Basmekar. Can't say a fact of the road because it says a fact of the delete. So you see, go boss me, come the right to Rabba. If you have a question on Rabba, I just talking about it. You can ask that question?
Yeah.
So, the Gemara, so. I think your seat has come to mind. Oh, so the guy had if you're having a look shining for the Dili, so you see, go boss and make car. To which Rav Ashi, your baby by Raya, sorry, your baby by Raya, onto this, your baby by Raya, we're talking about a case where the Ozil, Mine, it. Got pulled along with the town of good, and therefore you have to pay Nedek Shani for the Dili, because this Dili that broke was Mamish Regal and got pulled along with the town of good, and that's why you hired it. Okay, so what's the Maskan? We have a Maskan of it. Comes out. What's the Maskan? So this child of Bossa Mikor, Bossa Tavon Modern, we've got no Bryce supporting it. We've got no Bryce supporting it. We don't know. This Dili broke. You're trying to be able to delete because it was with Regal. What would be if it got kicked down the road? We don't have a bright system, we leave it in something. So we have one place you can see at the top of the page, which has some Aleph, and then we want to learn a riff or two riffs.
But
the person got
smashed.
Right. It should be, yeah.
That means the first person is disconnected from it.
If the second guy broke it, then the first guy is disconnected, yeah.
So why would he have to be, why would it, if that's how you hold, why would you be it's hers? If you're disconnected.
Oh,
why? If you're disconnected, can I read the question?
Yeah, now I'll say your question and I'm going to elaborate a little bit.
Okay.
Martin is asking, if you would hold Bosel Tova Mom, if you hold Bosel Tova Mom, you hold, it's not the act that broke it, only later on it breaks. And then the second guy comes and breaks it. Would the second guy be chai? The answer to that is, we're learning the sugya so far, the answer is yes, the second guy would be chai. Now Martin added another point, and this is the point that needs clarification. I actually mentioned it, but if you brought it up, we need to mention it again. If we say that the second guy's chayv means the first guy didn't do it, so what happened to the second guy didn't break it? There was no second guy. The first guy threw out the window and then it broke on the floor. Who has to pay for that? It broke on the floor. Nobody else smashed it. It broke on the floor. Who has to pay for it? First guy threw out, he wasn't, didn't do my says it. All right, if the second guy would come and break it, the second guy would have to pay. So if no second guy came and if the met landed on the floor, what would be the deal? And the halacha is the first guy. What chance? I was disconnected from it. The first guy's chance. When it actually breaks, then we associate it back to him. Then we associate that this breakage was because of you and therefore you did a mice head. But only when it actually breaks. The nafka minimum between Bosom Mikor and Bosom Tavamana is, do we consider that the act already happened? Or no, we have to wait for afterwards to decide that then, yes, your act was a mice head. If I threw out the window and it broke on the floor, why did it break? Because of my act, okay, you broke it. If you threw out the window and it broke due to somebody else, so why did it break? Not because of me. So you can't associate the breakage with me. You have to associate with the second guy. Now, if the animal kicks it and it rolls down the hill and breaks, why did it break? Due to the animal. It was disconnected. And therefore, it's serious. It's not that's nothing. It's serious because it was his act. It was his care. The animal's care. It wasn't a mice head. It was afterwards, we'll connect it back. It was disconnected. It's afterwards, we connect it back. That's serious.
Between kicking it down and dropping that window.
There's no difference.
Well, one were saying if nobody else broke it, you would be hired.
A person.
And the other way was saying that, okay, and that
that would be serious. According to this topic. According to the sound that we say it's disconnected, it would be serious. Right. The animal standing up from the balcony, the porch of the American city, and he kicked it and it landed on the floor. It's the same shape. That would be the topic of wrong. Okay? It's a good orange thing. And that's the point. It's an important point because it's very subtle. After it finishes, also, it's very subtle difference. If the peasant kicks it out, it throws out something from the roof. And it doesn't agree. Does he have to pay? No. Even though it's impossible, Kara, you have to look at the end to know whether you did a mice head. So, what's the difference if you had Bosom Kara or Bosom Tavama? One second. What's the difference if you had Bosom Kara or Bosom Tavama? In both cases, you have to look at the end to know whether you're tried at the beginning.
Whether it associates back to the.
Right. The difference is one is just a simon and one's a sibber, really, if you understand what I mean. If I throw out the window, I hold Bosom Mikara. I did a Maisa Hezek. Obviously, it has to break in order for it to be a Maisa Hezek. The fact that it broke is just a simon to me that my act that I did then was a Maisa Hezek. The fact that it broke is a simon that the Maisa I did then was a Maisa Hezek. If you hold Bosom Tavamana, the fact that it broke is not just a simon that I did a Maisa Hezek, that then transformed my act is a Maisa Hezek. When I threw out the window, what was Maisa Hezek again? Because it broke on the floor, it transformed it into a mice head. It was the cause why I didn't, why it's considered a mice head. So it transformed my act into a mice head, and that's why I'm trying. Nafka mino is something else breaks. Somebody else breaks it, so the kli would have broken anyway. So if somebody else breaks it, so if you say that my act was a mice head, I'm trying, not the second guy. I did a mice head. If it would have survived the fall, then okay, it was a simon, it wasn't a mice. If it didn't survive the fall, of course, okay, machine came. If you hold that no, I didn't do a Maaseh Ezek. It's the breakage at the end that's going to transform what I did into a Maaseh Ezek. I didn't have that. I had no breakage at the end transforming my act. Somebody else broke it. That guy did the Maaseh Ezek, not. That's the Gemara. Yeah.
And then the difference between throwing the stone and throwing the thing itself is that it's either direct or indirect.
Yeah, we haven't spoken about the
same stuff. Oh, I thought.
Just the third we spoke about, yes. Yeah. Okay, so we had one Tosafot which you left off, which is a Tosafot from Shatan and Sugya. The Gemara suggested, in the Shatan, the Gemara suggested that it was picking up this rope, the rope snapped, and the bucket rolled down the hill. And then the Gemara said, no, that wasn't the case. The case was that he was picking at the rope, and he broke the rope, and you have to pay for the rope. That was the argument of the Gemara. You have to pay for the rope. Read the Gemara, you have to pay for the rope. It's Mishunah. It's not normal. You don't. An animal doesn't pick at a rope and break the rope. It's Mishunah. For some reason, the Gemara only asked that question when we're discussing paying for the rope. But when we discuss paying for the bucket, and he's picking at the rope, and because of that, the rope snapped, and the bucket rolled down the hill, then the Gemara has no difficulty whatsoever that you have to pay Nezek Shalim. Regarding the bucket, Nezek Shalim. Regarding the rope, it's called Mishunah. That doesn't make sense, because if it's Mishunah, it's Mishunah for everything. He's broke the rope. 2.5 minutes paying for the rope and paying for the bucket. But both of them are Mishunah. As much as you wouldn't have to pay for the rope full price, you shouldn't have to pay for the bucket full price. That's today's discussion. Why did the Gemara only wake up now to ask about Mishunah when discussing how much you have to pay for the room? Tosis, top of the page. Rachava Mishunah or Bishlam, Yotches Amad Aleph. Bishlami Adli, Ayy Adli Koi. Now, Tosis, speaking out of Bishlam. Now, whenever Tosis starts off with a Bishlam, that means there's a hidden question somewhere. Tosis is speaking out a question which you should be bothered about. And I'm going to explain to you why that's not a concern. So what's the hidden question? The hidden question is what I just spoke out. Why is the Gemara only asking about Mishunah only when we talk about the root, but not when we talk about the bar? So this is a Bishlema, it'll be all good. If it's referring to the bucket. If the tashlum is referring to the bucket, if how much you have to pay Nezek Shalom is the bucket, we can establish the Chevel Geruah. We can establish this case in talking about Chevel Geruah. Translation, please.
Frail.
A weak, a frail, a rope that's not very strong. The Yashin, old body worn out. It's very normal for it. The chicken will be pecking at it. It'll snap. The bucket will fall down. If that was the case, you want to know why you have to put Nezek Shalom on the bucket? Because the animal pecked at this frail rope. What happens when a chicken pecks at frail ropes? It snaps. There's no Mishnah. The chicken didn't do anything crazy. It just poshed, pecked it down the rope. So, of course, you have Nezek Shalim for the bucket.
They do
pack it. They do. But, why would they pick the rope? Shemachatim nimtzei samayim, shebechevel. They pick it in order to suck out the water inside the chevel. How much would you pay for a frail rope? Peanuts. If it says you have to pay for the rope, it means once we move on to talking about paying for the rope, that means we're talking about a rope that's worth something. Now that we're referring to the rope, that the tashlum is not on the bucket, but tashlum is on the nezek shalim is on the rope. We must be talking about a strong rope, the shaykh of a tashlum. On that, it's possible to say that you have to pay a certain amount. If we're talking about a strong rope, then it's not normal for a chicken to be able to peck at it and break it. And if it does happen, that's Mishunah. Then you wouldn't be chayav for it.
Not the act of pecking, but the fact that it broke.
You must have pecked it very strongly in order to break it. Stomach peck in order to suck out the water, every chicken can do. And every chicken does. And if it's a bird for a road, it's very normal for it to break. So of course, it's very nezik shalim on the bucket, they roll down the hill. But once we say no, on the bucket, we're not talking about. What are we talking about? We're talking about how much to pay for the rope. Just once again, we're not going to charge for a piece of second hand that's meant to be going in the garbage in a second. That's not a nezik shalim. What's the nezik shalim? It must be the rope was of some value. So we're talking about strong rope. Strong rope, how can the chicken break that? They must have done something mishunah. If so, you should only have to pay chatzin nezek. You follow? The Gemara says, you only pay chatzin nezek. Only woke up. The Gemara says, on the rope, you should only pay chatzin nezek. Didn't ask on the bucket. Because the bucket, if you're talking about the bucket, we can say the rope wasn't strong. But once you're talking about paying for the rope, it must be talking about strong rope. If it's a strong rope, the chicken must have done something completely out of the ordinary in order to break. That's the cost question. So any pay chatzin nezek. So this, we can establish the case of this price that the bucket is being held up by a very thin rope or very frail rope, with a small amount of pegging will make the rope snap, and then the bucket will cause it roll down the hill. Yeah. Okay.
We're saying that every machine we're going to consider it carrying even if it's spun up.
Yes. Yeah. Why are you saying that?
Because he just wanted the water out of the strong rope. In other words, he's doing it hard, but he's not doing it as a
yeah, it's not
he's still doing it for water.
It's not mocha. As much as it's you could say that as much as you see it did such a thing to snap it, which no animal would do, Vice had got angry with this rope and wanted to snap it. Yeah. It's not mukhar. I said halacha is true. Mishona yechayev chatzin nezek even if you're doing fanor. There's mukhar. We said yet shuang. I'm coming to you. It's mukhar. We had in the Gemara that to vavam and base about a dog that ate a sheep, which is something dogs do not eat, and it says yechayev chatzin nezek even though the dog was doing it for its own hanor. But it's a Gemara for Rashi. It's hard to argue on that. Yes.
It's already on its way out.
Yeah.
I remember it was the case with the wall that's on its way. That's on its way.
Yeah.
And also, just wondering about why would the owner of the chicken be tied to the owner of the bucket? And the owner of the bucket has this bucket tied to a rope, which is nothing.
Well, nothing. None of your chicken doesn't come along, it'll still be good.
Yeah, but it seems like
it was your chicken that made it break. It would have gone up and down or held on the bucket very well.
Yeah.
Your chicken came along and snapped it. Okay. Inami. Now things got another turn. First half is pretty good. You don't mind me saying that. Very good. Second half, Inami had Likoi. If the Netic Shalom is going on the leave. Motzi Lefarish, we could explain the Nifsak. What's that Nifsak? Haino Shohuta Kesha Shohoi Ve'adli Yosh Bechelon. Nifsak doesn't mean that the rope snapped. The rope's great. The rope, they're not got undone. So if they're not got undone, right? So was it Mishunah? No, not Mishunah. So of course you have to pay Nezek Shalim. Shahoya, Matina Fash and Ifseg, Hamishahuta, Kesha, Shahoya, Beadli, Koshbechel. The knee was tied to the rope. And that knot got undone.
So the chicken?
The chicken, by pecking on it, made the knot come undone. That's the normal thing that can happen.
That's not Mishnah.
Because as it's pecking at it, there's movement of the rope. And the rope opens up. You do it to your sister, you'll see the moon. You fiddle with them, they start opening up. So this bucket was tied to the feather. The chicken started pecking it. You can imagine as this is going. And the knot starts widening and it comes up down, which is fine. Once you're talking about the rope, you have to pay for the rope. You're obviously not talking about a knot that came undone. You're talking about a string that broke. Ah, how can the string break? It's mishunah for a chicken to break a string. That's why the Gemara asked them, if Mishunah, you should only pay chatzin nezek. Okay, two words of Tosfos. Why is it that only when we talk about paying for the road, we say it's Mishonah, that the bucket that went rolling down the hill due to the fact that the rope snapped, that's not Mishonah. Why not? First, there it is, because if we're talking about the bucket, we could be referring to a very frail rope. And therefore, that frail rope doesn't have a tashlum. And it's very normal for the bucket to snap. So, regarding the bucket, very normal for the rope to snap. So, regarding the bucket, you have to pay nezek shalim. And we're not talking about the rope. But once you start talking about the rope having to pay, you're paying for the rope, then it has to be that the rope is worth something. And therefore, we're talking about strong rope. And that's not normal for the time I'm going to bring. First thing. Second difference is, if you're referring to the bucket, then we don't have to do any damage to the rope. It could possibly be that he undid the knot by pecking. And that is normal. That's not Mishunah. And maybe you have to pay Nezik Shonim for the bucket. But once you tell me they was pecking at the rope and you have to pay for the rope, why do you have to pay for the rope? Because the rope snaps. Rope snap is Mishunah and you would only have to pay Chatzi Nezik. So why do you want to say you pay Nezik Shonim? Good? Very good.
And Tosfos gives two answers. Is he unhappy with the one at home?
Yeah, it's a good idea of that. Generally, yes, if Tosfos gives two answers, because there's enough gemina between them, and he's not convinced on the first din, and there could be enough gemina. Enough gemina would be, for instance, according to the first malach of Tosfos, we had to say, establish, this bride is talking about a thin rope. From the second child, Tosfos, don't need to establish talking about a thin rope. You have to say, is that we're talking about a particular type of rope? Any rope we could be referring to, and the bucket rolled down the hill because it gone untied. So there's some chisoran in the first tariff.
And did they like the second tariff better?
It's not shaving the second tariff, also got a bit of a chisoran. Nifzak. Nifzak means snapped. So the minor both shot him. So there's two turrets in neither of them are.
But from the order, they don't.
Yeah. Okay, so that's that. Okay, let's see now the refute. How's your head?
We're forcing there was something like end of
the problem. According to the first tarotte. Not forced to say it, but really Gemara is not gonna ask it should be Chatzinezek because the Gemara will say, okay, that's what the Bryce is talking about. Right, so said you've been having shalom on the leave. Why? It's not normal. So we'll say, okay, the Bryce is talking about a frail room. The Bryce is given talking about that case. And then it's okay, it's normal for it to snap. That's why you've been having shalom for the leave.
That's only
question
that we not ignoring the
right. Okay, I want to learn the riff today. The riff is found on the back of the Gemara, obviously. There's two riffs we have to learn. And the first one is on the Zion Ahmed Aleph in my riff. Moshe Peretz, maybe you don't have it. I'm just thinking. Should I email it to you, maybe? One second.
I don't have it.
Yeah, I'm going to email it to you. Well, I'll put it on the screen. I'll share the screen with you.
That's fine.
Okay, 1 second. Let's share screen. Okay, it's the last line on the screen. Everyone got it? The design of the audit, you showed it yesterday. You remember where it was? You found it? So in the chatfin, the cheva of the leaf. Tanagarin are pecking at the roof of a dream. When if seka cheva benishba, you have it, Mason? Oh, I bet.
This one's going to be another tomorrow.
Tanagodim show him a chatatim bechevel delir. Tanagodim are pecking at the roof of a bucket. The nipsek had leap and the bucket broke. Mishalmim nezek sholem. You pay nezek sholem, and it's, and that is the case when it goes minei minei. So who is the rib passing now? Do you go boss meikah? Do you go boss tabamani? Do you go boss meikah? In the shadow which we're having, which is Rava and Rabba. Rabba said you go boss meikah. Rabba said you go Suffolk. How did the Rib Paskin about this? He brings the case of the Bryce, which we just learned. A Tanaga that was pecking at the bucket, and the bucket broke. You pay Nedek Sholim. How much Nedek Sholim for what? For the bucket. That Dick Morris is clearly pay Nedek Sholim for the bucket. Which case? The causal mine umine. What was that? What does mine umine mean? He kept on pushing it. What, who answered that? Was Rebbe Ben Abaye? What was he coming to say in Agamemnon? What was Rebbe coming to say in Agamemnon?
You couldn't bring a proof to Rabba.
You cannot bring a proof to Rabba to say Basam Mikara, because maybe the reason why that you have to pay so much, why the animal is Rebbe Nezik Shalem for the bucket, is because what's the cause of an MNA? What do you mean?
Normal case of regular.
It rolled along as he was walking. It was normal case of regular. That's why he paid Nezik Sholem. So what's the Rib saying? That when do you pay Nezik Sholem for the bucket? Because of Minei, Minei. So how's the Rib Paskin? Do you go Basa Mikor? Do you go Basa Tavamana?
So the Minei needs to keep pushing it? That's so
right.
To just fall?
No. You pushed it. The animal pushed it as it went along. It broke. Normal regular. So who has he baskin and shayla? Does he pass an Arabo? Does the Rib pass an Arabo? No, he pass an Arabo. Well, it's off the problem. Because he says you only pay Nezik Sholem Luhu if the Ka'azil Minei Minei. If the bucket is being kicked along with the chicken. If you're the Arabo, you pay Nezik Sholem with the Tanaga that kicks the the bucket rolls down the hill and breaks. You pay Nezek Sholem because of the car. It's called Rega, not called Tzoros. The Rif says, not like that. The Rif says, when do you pay Nezek Sholem? If Luhu Tekaozel Minei Minei. If it goes, as it's walking along, it breaks. So that means the Rif is clearly telling us a lot of the mice are not like Rabba. Clearly. Oh? What's the matter, Yossi? It's 100% black and white. There's another way to learn it. Oh, that's a different question. Say that. Okay. Fine. First of all, what is he saying? And then you can have cash in what he's saying. He's passing like the sophic of Rabba. Like the sophic of Rabba. And therefore, you can only be hired to pay. Okay, so you understand what he's saying, and you've got difficulty on it. But first of all, we have to understand what he's saying, and then you can have caches on it. First of all, accept he's passing like Rabba, not like Rabba. He's passing like Rabba, not like Rabba. The reason why it should be, how can it be Rabba was sure about and Rabba was unsure, and yet we're passing like Rabba? Not such a big difficulty. Rabba came after Rabba. He heard what Rabba had to say, and still he had this topic. So as much as Rabba had the Sofok, we also have a Sofok. Rabba came after Rabba. He heard his Rebbe. He heard what his Rebbe said, and he still was left with some doubts about it. He wasn't convinced. So we who come after Rabba. So we can also have the same Sofok. We have a Sofok. That's how Rabba left off with the Sofok. So the only time you have to pay Nezek Sholem is if it's also Minei Minei. We do not pass him like Rabba. We do not give us Mikar. 100% true, right? Ruben.
I'm still not sure. Because if why can't we say that the Rif is saying that we're, when he's pushing it along, that you, in that case, that's why you pay with him, as you're showing. But in the normal case, whenever you drop the Kli or whatever, you would be blessing the Mikar.
It also be Nezik Shalom. Also, Mikar means Nezik Shalom. So you're saying always Nezik Shalom. So why does he say who the God may name a name? Who is saying a limitation? This thing I told you, pay Nezik Shalom is only if it's God's may name a name. It's not true. You have to pay Nezik Shalom anyway. Yeah, so Mukhar, you know, if you go to the boss of the top of the month, Mukhar is not passing like God.
So that means that, like, the case with the.
So let's see now the next bit.
Somebody else.
We're moving now. Yeah, sure. Let's, John, that's the next bit. Let's see the next bit.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. Before we go to the next bit, this case. So when it says Vinissa, it doesn't mean Vinissa and it rolled from the force of this kid, but literally it fell off and then it kept digging.
Yeah, that was just. Yossi asked that question yesterday. Why did it say Nifsak in the story? It's irrelevant. The point is, it broke as it was walking along. And as of now, I still don't have an answer to his question that was asked yesterday. Right. It's like a wagon. It's like a wagon.
So is there an issue of the car and there's no time differential?
Right, did you? That's exactly the point. You're only chayev because there's no time differential. Because it was the God's main name.
So he's defining the case with not even the scandal. It's not a case like that.
Did you? David Barbaye and the Gemara was saying. Yeah, mm-hmm. The Gemara wants to
say there's a possibility.
The Rebbe Barbaye said, this price, so don't bring me right, the whole boss me.
It could be.
Rebbe's saying we can only charge you if that is the case.
Could be the Rebbe charge goes like that before you go to a farmer, like you can't take money from somebody out of a suffix.
Yeah, that's quite right. Indeed. The Rebbe holds that we're left with a suffix, like Rava. So you can't take money. The only way you'll take money is if it was regular. And then you can't have regular if it's me name in a. Right there, indeed.
So what's the Kiddush of the Brisa?
The Kiddush of the Brisa. So we said the Kiddush could be that it's like the wagon. The animal's pulling it along. It's tied to a string and tied to that cleave. So it's not really the animal directly connected to the cleave, but that's ready enough to be called regular. That could be the Kiddush of the Brisa. So come tell me it's regular. But now let's look. So we've come out, we must remember, we've come out that the Rif is passing like Rolo. The Sophic. We can't take money unless I know for sure it's regular. The calls on me evening. Let's move now to Yud Aleph Omid Beis in the Rif. That's the second Rif that we said yesterday to look at. So if Yud Aleph Omid Beis, those, you know what you've got in yours?
Yeah.
So, Majbet, you can see the screen, I hope, the new yellow one, right?
Yeah, it's good.
Good. Okay, Yud Aleph Omid Beis. Sure, you have it?
Yeah.
Ve'omer Rabba. You don't have it? Zora clean. Miroish Agag. Miroish Kagoy. Vach and Shiboy Vamakin. What's the din?
Potter!
Dominate monitor Tava. The guy's potter because we say it was broken already beforehand. Then you broke it beforehand? What do you mean? That's a steer. The Rish just told us that he doesn't pass in a rubber. He doesn't pass in a rubber. Rish told us that he needs to be an A. And he brings it in a rubber. 100% brings it in a rubber. The second guy is bought as Rashi speaks out the first guy is five because it's already considered a broken clean. Going on here? There's steer in the Rish. One place, he brings it in a rubber. And the other place, he brings this up like a problem.
In this case, there is a differential of time.
And what does the Rif hold if there's a differentiation of time?
That's a new term.
You'll see.
So with the differential of time?
What's the Rif there? In the previous Gemara.
Oh, the previous Gemara.
What did he hold there? Why did he say it had to be Mine? Because he doesn't hold a problem. Because he doesn't hold the Gerbos Mikar. And here he says, then a problem. And here, that must mean, if you say then rabba, why did the second guy potter? Because the first guy broke it. Why did the second guy potter? Because the first guy broke it. If the first guy broke it, you are saying, they don't care about differentiation of time. First guy is the one that broke it.
The first, you established that it was Hupa, right? It was just like the,
why did he say that?
Why did he be forced to say this?
Right. Because you know, if there's a differentiation of time, then it's not considered as if the animal broke it, right? It's considered that if the key was still shot him until it broke over somewhere else, that would be called serious.
That is forced to say.
Right? So that's a steer in the river.
How does he say that that's Rabba?
Huh?
Rabba said never. Rabba said going to Kara.
How does you say that? This was Rabba, yeah? This is supposed to be Kara.
No, but he said, my time is not my spear cover.
It's already broken. The second guy broke already broken clue.
Oh.
Right? How can the rib basket two sock him, which is so each other?
Who did the
party go
off? The party went on the first guy.
So we learned in Rashi, Potter's going on the second guy because the first guy's Chayiv. So, so what's going on here? What is going on here? There's a steer in Psaka Aloch of the Rif. One Aloch of the Rif, there are Rif Baskins. Only time you'll be Chayim, it's Huda, also Mine. Because if there's any disconnection in time, if you're going to look, it didn't break immediately, then we say the Kli still Sholem until it lands, and you don't have to pay Chatzin ever. And here the Rif brings down the Aloch of Rabba, and the third Kli, which is Gagoy, the second guy is Bottle, because we consider it a broken Kli. It's a broken clean already. Yes, it's already a broken clean. Well, there he said it wasn't. There he said it has to be me named. That's a steer in there from the Psakner. Yes, you agree with the steer? There is a steer. No steer?
In the first case, though, we had continually.
Why?
Because it wouldn't break with just the initial thing.
Why? It kicks it all down there, it was broken. Why? Why'd they have to be continuously put along with it? Why can't we establish the case? He kicked it, rolled down the hill, and broke. Answer, because if it breaks down the hill, it wouldn't pay as it shot him. Because it wasn't a broken plea. It only became a broken plea there. That's connected to it. Whatever. It didn't happen straight away. It doesn't matter where it happened. It didn't happen to him. It didn't have to be as he was walking along. He rolled down the hill, went up and went to the moon. It doesn't make a difference. It went along the line. The animal didn't break it immediately. If the animal didn't break it immediately, then you would not pay Nezik Sholem. That's what we're saying. Only because it was Mine, that's why you pay Nezik Sholem, because then we consider it regular. If it wasn't an immediate breakage or disconnected from him, you wouldn't pay Nezik Sholem. You would say, sorry, guys. And yet the Rif Paskin by Rabba, somebody throws a key out the window, mom is the words of Rabba. Then we say the second guy is Potter because it's a broken clean. A broken clean? Why is a broken clean? Yes, because the first guy broke it. He didn't break it. It hasn't broken yet. No, but you go across the meat car, so you got a steer. The Rif is saying you go across the meat car. That's the second Rif. He bought the meat car. And the first Rif seems to say, he's a bottle of a monarch. Yes, sir.
It's about that it's going to break. There's more about that it's going to break when he throws it out the window versus kicking it around. It's not going to break. You know, one kick's not going to break. Two, after multiple kicks, then it'll break. As long as continually break, as long as continually kicking it, then he's adding more and more and more damage to it until it breaks.
Sure. The point is that the commander on the Yitzchak on the island was trying to work out why a fire for this time ago did to the body. The Gemara thought it means Yechayim Nezikson because the bucket, the rope snapped, the bucket broke. Why did it break? Because it fell somewhere. It doesn't matter how it broke. But it broke because some act happened afterwards. And Yechayim Nezikson, that's against the Gemara. The Gemara answered it, said, no, it broke as it walked along. It broke as it walked along, meaning it's regular. It wasn't disconnected. I don't even know how many times. It broke as it walked along, so it's regular. So that's why your chayv is exhaling, because then it was regular. It had the snap, had the rope snap, and it would have rolled down the hill. Or some other way it broke. But it wasn't together with the regular. It wasn't immediately together with the regular. That would be called tsuri reis. Well, that is the same as somebody dropping something out the window. It's not yet broken. It's not yet broken. It's not yet broken. Somebody else smashes it. He broke it. I can break it. It wasn't yet broken. The other guy that smashed it, he broke it. And yet there is a mask and the second guy, Poto. Why is he Poto? He should be Chayyim. He broke it. The previous guy seemed to say, you go about to Tavon or Mono. You go about to when it is broken. Not the act that he did, but when it physically broke. If so, the second guy should be Chayyim.
You were saying, well, but before he'd be possible, they'd be like, well, I never once got a lot of rats. Therefore, he says, you're not hired.
Yeah.
Here he said he's giving rabbis there.
No. The Rif is a halacha sefer. He's not to tell us history. Anything in here is halacha l'maaseh. Everything in the Rif is halacha l'maaseh. Yes.
Not a steer.
Not a steer. No, why not?
He's asking according to the subject.
Very good. Very good answer. A very, very good answer. That the Rif wants to go misopic and say, I don't know if you go boss Miko or boss Tamama, I don't know. Right? What about the subject about it? So therefore, if we want to be mechayiv you for the bucket, the chicken, the bala chicken has to pay for the bucket, the only way you can be chayiv is if I know it's regal. Otherwise, it might be only tzuris. So only if I know it's regal, then I'll be chayiv. Why will we chayiv? Because it's regal. And regal, of course, you're chayiv. What's the case of regal with a bucket being pulled by a chicken? If it's pulled along, v'hu da'oz l'minei you pay as ekshoi. Mashen king. In the case of somebody throwing out the bucket, throwing from the roof, then the second guy can't be chayiv because perhaps the first guy's chayiv, and therefore he's potter. What about the first guy?
Maybe not.
Rashi said, what did Rashi say in Shabbat and Rabbah? That the first guy's chayiv. Okay, so maybe you'll say the Rebbe's chayiv on that. Rashi said the first guy chayiv, that's why the second guy's potter. Maybe the Rebbe will say no. Both of them are potter. The first guy can say, well, maybe that lock is, I didn't break it. And the second guy can say, well, maybe that lock is, I didn't, you did break it, so I don't need to pay. So very good, that's a very good territory to resolve the stereo in the room. Sophic and every good both ways, the cooler people are, right? But now I want to share with you the pshat of the Rambam. I'm not going to do it inside because words are like in there, but you're welcome to look at it afterwards. The Rambam turns the sugya on its head and says, you got it all wrong. If a guy throws out the bucket or a kli from the roof and a second guy comes and hits it, there's no haveman in the world the second guy's chayiv, however way you look at it. Whether you're boss mikar, whether you say boss davamana, the second guy is definitely not chayiv. Anyone can guess why? No. So
whether you're,
the second guy is definitely not chayiv. Whether you say you go to Boston Mikar, whether you say that you look at the end, the second guy's got no clue whatsoever. Even if we say the key's still shoving, the second guy is bottom. Because it's worthless. It's got no value, as Ramesh pointed out the other day. It's coming down the floor. It's got no use whatsoever. It's worthless. It's about to be broken. There's no way the second guy should be chayiv. That's not Rabbi's chiddush. Rabbi's not coming to be mechad. This is the second guy's chayiv, potter. Of course he's potter. Either way you look at it, he's going to be potter. The second guy, of course, is potter. He didn't do anything. What's Rabbi's chiddush?
First guy's potter.
That's Rabbi's chiddush. The first guy is potter. Even though it broke in the end. And the first guy is potter because somebody else broke it. Why is the first guy potter? He threw it out the window. Because Rabbi holds. Rabbi holds. Does Rabbi hold Boston? Does Rabbi say Boston Tavamon?
No.
Rabbi holds Boston Tavamon. Rabbi holds, you look at what happened to them. Rabbi. Is that told you? The Ramban trips the sugar on her heart. The Ramban snips the sugar on its head. Rabbi holds. If Rabbi says Potter, he's not going on the second guy. The second guy, of course, is Potter. There's no shame about it. You ask any school kid in the world, how much does the second guy have to pay? So how much does he break? He broke down something that was worthless. Of course, it doesn't pay. So what's Rabbi's kid is Potter? Who is Potter? The first guy is Potter. Why is he Potter? He broke. No, he didn't break it. Because you go Bosso Tavamono. You go according to what happened at the end. If it would have broken at the end, no, that's his act. He's chayav to pay for that. But if it didn't break because of his act, it broke because of somebody else's act, well, before that guy hit it, there was still a klishonim. There's a klishonim, so I don't have to pay anything. The other guy broke it. So I don't need to pay because I threw out a klishonim and what I did didn't break it in the end. The other guy doesn't need to pay because he didn't break anything that was worth anything. And therefore, says Rabbi, everyone's potter. Potter, Tavonona, Robin's psaching him. You have to let me finish speaking. Rabbi's psach was Potter, Tavonona, Ozlinon. You look at the kli as being shoving until it actually breaks. So Rabbi came along with a shayla. Do you go boss me color or do you go boss the tab of says the Gemara, why you go shine? Rabbi answered it. Rabbi holds, you say, boss the tab of mana, Dinam. So what's your sopik? That's it, no, I've got sopik because I have a sopik. Rabbi was sure about that. I have a sopik. So I have a sopik. Maybe you go boss me color. And then the Moskowitz of Gemara was, the Ka'azl Minei, and then there is something more with support for Rava. You see, you go past Mikara, and then the answer the Ka'azl, no, the Ka'azl Minei. So in Mamei, there wasn't Mikara, there was together. So now, how's the Rif Paskin? Rif doesn't pass on Rava, pass on Rava. You pass on Rava, you go past the top of Mona. So Mamei, if a guy throws a cleat out the window and somebody else breaks it, he's bottom. The first guy's bottom, but bottom top of Mona. And therefore, you're only going to be chayim if it goes minei, minei, if it walks along as it's going together. Yes, Mordechai.
When you're chayim breaking the clay, you're chayim because you took something that was worth money and now it's worth nothing. Right? So whether you broke it, whether you put molten lead in it, whether you stuck it up, whatever you did, you took something of value and you made it worth nothing. That's why you're chayim. So if we're saying that when we threw it out the window, it became worth nothing. So forget whether the guy broke it again. The second guy is fucked because he broke something that was worth nothing. So I take a picture of it 1 second before the guy hits it. While it's midair. And you tell me when it's in midair, it's worth nothing. So if it's worth nothing from my act, you should be high at that point. Forget whether the guy broke it. It's irrelevant. It's already worth nothing midair. At midair, you're higher.
That one day, you get to go very forcefully, very nicely. And Motzke is asking that if you're going to say it's worth nothing, then meaning throughout he made that worth nothing. Shouldn't be chayav. If the first guy should be chayav, he did that. The answer is at that moment it's Hezek Shein Mikra. It had been given this kli. He could have given this kli back, but he was still shalim. This kli in its shalim form, he hasn't done anything. It's like somebody has chametz over Pesach. So it's not, although it's worth nothing, but I could just give you back this chametz and the makisha. So made I threw out the kli. It was worth nothing. At that moment, I wouldn't be chayav for that. Because changing a kli to being worth nothing, as long as the kli is still sholim, I can say, I'm not chayav.
Why?
Because, yeah, This is your plea. I haven't broken it. Your plea still shining. Taking something from it hasn't changed anything. It's not intrinsic. It's just because of its circumstances, circumstantial reason why it's worth nothing. But that you're not kind. But for example, somebody steals an esrog, yeah? Hold back Sukkot a little bit. Somebody steals an esrog and gives it back after Sukkot. Does he have to pay? The esrog beforehand was worth a bunch of time. Esrog beforehand was worth 700 shekel. After Sukkot, how much is the esrog worth? A shekel or two. So he said, look, it's a shekel or two. Or does he have to pay 700 shekel? Oh, it's a gewaltig shekel. But that's the idea. That be careful. You could say, it's the answer. It's not so much. But you can only say, it's the answer. So to him, I threw out your plea was still shining. The vakasha. There's your plea. It's there. I haven't broken it. Might be worth nothing. I don't have to pay for that. One second. Now, blah. So, yeah, get to your musa. Rabba or Rabba? Rabba. The owner of the key will say, yeah, video. Right? Rabba will say, the guy that threw it out, he didn't break it. And the guy that broke it wrote something worthless. Had it landed on the floor, then the guy that threw it out would have to pay, but didn't. So the guy that threw it out, he. At best, it's something like drama, it didn't do anything. And the guy that broke it, we didn't break anything of value. So, Mela, that's the psak. That's the Ramban psak in the rib. The rib holds, he goes, Bosal Tavo Mona. It's a Metzvah on Rashi. Rashi says that Poto means the Rishon Tzchayim. I'll say that. Say the Rishon Tzchayim. Poto means the Rishon Tzchayim. Why don't you just say the Rishon Tzchayim? Come to the Rif, it's more going to Ramban in the Rif, it's more Gishmak. Potter means Potter. No one's Chayim. The first guy is Potter because he didn't break it. And the second guy is Potter because he broke something worthless. So he really holds you go, Rabba holds you go, Boss of Tavamana. And therefore, Rabba in the Rif, Paskins, you're only behind the town ability if it goes, Minay, because you don't go Boss of Nikon, you go Boss of Tavamana, Rif, which he does. In Rabba. Ramban in the
room.
He didn't do anything of value.
He was Tabal.
He Tabal something worth nothing.
He broke
the something worth nothing.
But if we think that Tabal is going based on the first guy who was looking at the roof, then he broke it first. He broke it before he hit the ground. Right. I would have been high if he hit the ground. And the other day, he didn't hit the ground because of me. He broke it. Mm-hmm. So he unbuttered, according to the one by the then the guy who broke it didn't hide.
No, it says it on that. The guy who broke it, but for a different reason. He broke something that was worth nothing.
But it wasn't worth nothing.
It was worth nothing.
No, it's like he hit it with a bat. He couldn't caught it and saved it. Exactly. I'm screaming at Mordecai now.
I don't have to. I don't have to go out now. It's very nice if I would save it, and maybe I've got mitzvah to do it, but it doesn't have a value, though.
Have value.
Saved
it, have value.
How do you save it?
Like you said, you would ask somebody, see this picture now, see you guys standing there, he can catch it. Would you pay for it?
Yes. I wouldn't.
Why not? He can catch it.
How much would you pay?
Value.
You would pay that value. I'm
making a discount. It's fine.
Don't sell it. I'm in business.
Why can't you catch it? He's gonna catch
it. He's not gonna catch it. Don't put it down. He's not gonna put this out there. Okay, listen. I personally wouldn't pay very much for that. But anyway, that's the tenet of the Ramban and the Halakha. The Sugya of the Ramban. You now have to go over the Gemara. I'll be the Ramban. Let's read it through. You'll see all the questions of the Gemara 3-4 were questions on Rava. And our support for Rava, and the answers of the Gemara now saying we do not have support for Rava, and even now we support for Rava. Everything that flipped over. With that, we will end this week's, we'll end in the Sugya. I just end up with a little question, actually, if you are all the lawyers amongst us, and anyone who does want to be a lawyer as well. If the Ramban is right, which of course he is, that clearly is not worth anything as it's fallen. And if the Ramban right, then of course he is, but the guy that hit it through it didn't yet break it, and only when it lands on the floor is chayiv. Why is the guy that threw it chayiv if it does land on the floor? When it landed on the floor, how much was it worth? Zero. So he broke something that was worth zero. So why should he be chayiv?
I don't want to ask that question.
When he threw it, you're not supposed to be crying, also tell him about it. And the minute, the second before he breaks, even Yossi's going to agree, to the millisecond before he breaks, it's worth nothing. So he shouldn't be crying at all.
Somebody runs up somebody with a knife and about to stab him and kill him back. So he's as good as dead. So when I stab him, he'll know who's ready dead.
That's a big difference. Taisus said, if someone comes from the outside, it's not an actual, it's not inherently in the kli itself, then he's still alive. Very good, Rosh. Yeah. Rosh is saying every person who's about to be dead is obviously about to be dead. No, but there's nothing wrong with that person. Yeah, there's something wrong with the key. The key's on the way to fall. There's something, it itself has lost its value. And therefore, why should the guy have to pay at all? Why should the first guy have to pay if it does land on the floor? Why should the
first person? One person in a scenario.
Even in one person. Yeah, shouldn't be bothered. When he threw out the window, I haven't done anything. And when it lands, well, then it was worth nothing. Okay. Now, obviously, the question is faulty, and we need an answer. You have to think of an answer. As much as to one act, it's a one guy who did it, and it was his act that made it break. We view it all as connected. Somebody else comes along, then regarding the second guy was worth nothing. Something like that. You have to.
Gets £1 million in vials, throws it out the window, spends it outside, waits for it to fall, smashes it before it hits the ground, and turns and goes.
Right. Very dramatic, but yes, correct. Thank you. But it doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense.
Why doesn't it make sense?
They're justice.
They're justice. It's two different things. It's two different things. It can make sense, but there's no justice. Now, Yossi will shout out to the children. But the guy didn't make sense. The first guy, what did he do?
He broke something.
He didn't break it. The second guy broke it.
That guy.
What did the first guy do?
Broke something.
He did not. The second guy broke it.
He took it.
He didn't have.
What he did was he took an extraordinary risk to survive.
I'm saying that. Okay, let's see something threw out the window and didn't break. Is he high?
He would be liable
for what?
Yeah, you're liable.
Liable for what?
You're liable as something.
All right. Fine. So if that makes you happy, say that here as well. The first guy goes out of the window and something else hits it, then the first guy is, I'm using your words, liable but not have any damages. And the second guy also has no fear of any damages. And therefore, Tachlis, the guy who lost his bars, lost his balance. Right, okay.
If we don't buster the car up and it doesn't break, then we don't say the first person was fired.
Of course not.
Because it didn't break.
Yeah.
So the same kind of concept would happen here. When the first guy is throwing it out, if it does break, there's still a change in value from the time that you touched it till it hit. Yes, if you're looking in the very middle of the time, but I don't think you can look at that time. You have to look from the time that the guy had it till it hit.
If you hold busting a car.
No, either way, I'm talking about the same logic that we use for busting a car when you say it's not high if it doesn't break. Here, we don't look at a million seconds before it falls, because when we let go of it, that's when it was.
Right. You're saying similar to what I was saying. As much as it does break in the end, we look at it all as one big act. As much as it broke by someone else, then that's not my act, it's somebody else's act.
Yeah, I agree with that. And the Brisa says, but then we would be dropped.
Yeah. Bruce Potter.
Everyone.
Very good. Okay. So, sorry, I can you have to come in the shop.
The point about the guy is that you say categorically, Bruce Potter. That's not a good thing.
It's not high for those on money. Yeah. He's not doing it down. Okay, the point now we'd like to come into the with a good Kazar Malkin. Malachi would like to come into Rosh Hashanah with a very good Chazal that we know claw the first daf of Ketzer Deregel. So we now have Metz Hashem next week. We're going to spend time doing Chazal properly from the beginning, Ketzer, until we've got to now with Gemara Shitosis. And I ask once again, we shall be mechazik ourselves to come every day and as much as we can of the morning Seder to make sure that we do them at noon. As we come, I'll be here during the week to make sure we'll have a shiva and over the things as well. And if we manage to finish before Rosh Hashanah, Mata, we'll move on. If not, we will keep doing it until we finish the Sahasa. Okay, have a very, very good Shabbos, to everyone. I'm saying today that I came. I have now come to an Aretz. I've now come to the Tzor, which is difficult. We were talking about the Kurim. The person bringing the Kurim says, I now like to declare. Yivasi al Aretz, I've come now to land Hashem swore. So one second. Bikurim is from Paris that grew in Eretz Yisrael. So if they grew, it means he already was in Eretz Yisrael sometime before. Why now did he say and the answer is very quick because it's already over time. But the answer is there's different levels of Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. The 10 levels of Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, the highest level of Kedusha, the highest level of what is real Eretz Yisrael is the Beis Hamikdash. So he's saying that I'm now bringing Bikurim, and it's supposed to bring Bikurim, I'm not able to come Mamish to the Beis Hamikdash to bring my Bikurim. I came to the Mokrin of the Shkino, I came Mamish to Eretz Yisrael. This is why I came for Eretz Yisrael. This is the focal point of Eretz Yisrael. Focal point of Eretz Yisrael has come close to the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's why I've now come. Of course, I've been living in Eretz Yisrael, then I was gevaldik. The point of living in Eretz Yisrael is to come close and dovek in the Shechina. And that's what I've been zeched to now. So we don't have the Bikurim nowadays, but of course, we can still have the idea behind us in our heads. We've all done Aliyah, Baruch Hashem, and we're doing an Aliyah. We are being Eretz. But that's the whole point of being in Eretz Yisrael. The gevaldik Eretz Yisrael. Tonight, I'm in the Gashmis as well. But the focal point of being in Eretz Yisrael is to become as dovek with the Shechina, to come as close as we can with the Ribono Shel Olam. Have a very good Shabbos, everyone.
Shabbos Shalom.
It's Shabbos Shalom. Gentlemen. Yes.
It's possible that I go around and I have a chance to meet him.